Summer's here, and Nordstrom has everything you need for your best dress season ever. From beach days and weddings to weekend getaways and your everyday wardrobe, discover stylish options under $100 from tons of your favorite brands like Mango, Skims, Princess Polly, and Madewell. It's easy, too, with free shipping and free returns, in-store order pickup, and more. Shop today in-stores, online at Nordstrom.com, or download the Nordstrom app.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Knowing you could be saving money for the things you really want is a great feeling. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can choose to bundle and save with the personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This is The Rich Eisen Show. Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Wow, this place is great. When can we move in?
The Rich Eisen Show.
In front of God, country, and Chalamet, the New York Knicks have to do it. And that means Brunson's got to do Brunson things.
Right wing three, Brunson off the dribble. He got it and one. 4-point play opportunity for Brunson.
Earlier on the show, senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Chris Mannix, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, still to come, actor Scott Porter, and now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, and we're going to have a fun third hour. Scott Porter is joining us in studio. It's been 10 years since he was here last. Apparently, it's been 10 years. Yeah, man.
Wow.
He was one of our first in-studio guests.
He was.
So, you know, we'll go down memory lane here.
Big Bronco fan, right?
I kind of think he's a big Georgia guy, too.
Yeah.
If my memory serves. You know, we're big Friday Night Lights guys.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Obviously, we'll go hit that again. That's what he was in back in the day. But he's in season 3 of Ginny in Georgia, available for streaming next week. Exclusively on Netflix starting next Thursday. And of course, that means it's available here on the Roku portal as well. 10 one-hour episodes will just drop at once. So you can binge view. That's the way it goes for many series these days. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We'll play What's More Likely in a moment. We already chatted with Tom Pelissero and Chris Mannix, two information men of note for football and basketball. Mannix in studio, hour one. Tom Pelissero from New York City. So if you're going a good night and good luck tonight, he and George Clooney are going to have a hair off. So we'll check that out on Broadway. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Jacob in Long Island is here on the program. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, Rich. How are you?
Nassau or Suffolk, sir?
I'm in Suffolk. I am calling from Melville.
Okay. Good to chat with you. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. So I got two things for you. Number one, Yanks-Dodgers this weekend.
Oh, baby.
Big series. Oh. I think stinks the game's at 10 o'clock here on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Wish it was a bit earlier.
I know, but I'll say the high to the sunset for you during the game, Jacob. No offense. Yeah,
so lucky for you guys. Yanks got to win.
You can sleep late tomorrow. Sleep late, Jacob.
What happened last year.
Jacob, put on a cup of coffee, a pot of coffee. Stay up late. Sleep in tomorrow.
I was watching regardless. I just wish it was on a little bit earlier. But
okay. All right.
No big deal about that. And also, number two, I actually have something pretty funny for you, Rich.
Okay.
We actually went to the same sleepaway camp.
All right, Trails
Here
In.
Here we go.
Trails In
camp is the camp.
Okay.
At the same time,
in Beach
Jacob,
Lake,
or?
Pennsylvania.
Beach Lake, Pennsylvania, the 18405.
Okay, and so I was going to say, basically, Long Island is a good chance that we went to summer camp together. I literally was going to say that. Did we go to summer camp at the same time, or we just attended the same camp?
What you're saying. No, same camp. Absolutely not.
Hey, careful. Careful. Don't say absolutely not. You sound like an old man, Jacob, if you don't mind me saying.
Too old.
Okay, very good. You there? Sorry?
I graduated college a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Well, congrats.
All right.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
All right,
Thank
Jacob.
You.
Great. Did you perform well in inter-camp games?
I wasn't really the athlete, actually. I was more of the sports broadcaster, ironically, which is why I'm trying to connect with you.
That's what happened with me. I realized at an early age, Jacob, I had to talk about it. So, but how about that? Terrific. Thank you for the call. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Call back. That's Jacob in Long Island playing
Jacob.
Jewish geography here on the Rich Eisen.
You got another son?
What are you talking about?
You guys had a lot in common.
Okay.
Really?
God, I can't wait till tonight, man. I cannot wait for tonight.
Are you even now? What time?
I know. I get it. But fine. Yeah. It is. It's. But it's nothing like going to Anaheim. That's for sure.
No, Anaheim is far. Correct.
You know, but I cannot wait for tonight's game.
That's gonna be awesome.
Yanks are a better team. Dodgers, I don't think, are as good. How does that sound?
Not good.
Dodgers not as good as last year. Yankees better than last year. Your thoughts?
I'm thinking about it. I'm talking it out right now. Dodgers have kind of a bullpen issue at the moment. Tanner Scott's been roughed up in his last few attempts to close out games. I think the offense is still there. I think the Yankees are definitely improved.
Yeah, the Yankees are a better team.
Yeah.
And I did not think that, and this is not a shot at you, I did not think that when Soto left.
Yeah.
And it was just like, okay, now let's see what we can do. And you got to give it up to Brian Cashman in the same way that I was very critical here, as many Yankee fans were, using four-letter words left, right, up, and down about the way that the roster was put together. To take the cash that Soto left on the table and give some to Max Fried and then give some to Cody Bellinger and give some to Goldschmidt. And the young kids have been all right. Kids have been all right. And this with Gerrit Cole getting hurt.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You didn't expect that. Rely on Fried to be the number one. Didn't expect Rodon to be this good. And then Goldschmidt and Belly, you know, hitting like they have has been just kind of icing on the cake.
It has been. And I can't wait for tonight. Oh, my God. When Ohtani steps in that batter's box and Max Fried is on the bump. And, you know, that's going to be a lot of fun. And hopefully, you know, the Yankees will have a lead by then, but having already batted in the top of the first. I guess it's against Gonsolin tonight.
Gonsolin's been kind of roughed up a little bit lately.
Oh, man, yeah. I cannot wait for tonight. But I'm going Sunday also.
Ooh,
look at you.
You're a fan.
Hey, they're in my town.
I'm like Del Tufo. Who you think would go to the game because...
Hey, did Susie give you this one? Did she give you this one?
Okay. Yesterday.
Yeah, all right.
It's a lot of gear you guys are wearing.
What does that mean?
Nothing. I just hate the NY, yeah, so it makes me want to vomit.
Yeah. It's a man in the sun, but Chris. It's a man in the sun.
I understand the faces I like.
Oh, I appreciate that.
You know what I mean? Everything else
is
kind of...
What's wrong with us rocking the gear?
Nothing. I'm just being a hater.
It's not like we went to an Angels Red Sox game dressed like this.
No, but people now, do. That's out of bounds. And that's just like, what are we doing?
That's out of bounds. I told you at the Yankees-Mets Subway Series game that I went to, guy sitting in front of me had a Freddie Freeman Atlanta Braves jersey on. And it's just like, hey, bro, listen, the Braves are not here today,
like,
A.
I like sports,
and B,
too.
Freeman, of all the Braves, Freeman, you're going to show up in this house at this moment, and it's Freddie Freeman's name.
Yeah,
that's not great. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, because not at all. Freddie Freeman has done to both the Yankees and the Mets over the years.
It's like showing up in the house of the Oakland A's in 1989, okay, for an A's Giants game in a Kirk Gibson jersey.
That's a good one.
That's it. Am I wrong?
No, that's
that
good.
Is the analogy.
That's good. Yeah.
Hey, I have no fight in this game at all. And guess what? One of these teams that's here hates the team of the jersey I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Okay. And the name on the back, the other team hates.
Yeah.
So let's go to a Giants A's game in a Dodgers uniform. Giants hate him. And let's have Gibson's name on the back. A's fans hate him.
Yeah, that just doesn't sound safe.
Must have been all Yanks fans down there, right?
Where?
At Anaheim.
There's always a bunch of Angel fans. I sat next to a very nice couple that were rooting for the Angels quite a bit. Three Yankee fans behind me. You know, very nice family in front of me. Two kids. One, the girl was wearing Yankee gear. And it looked like it was her Little League team. The boy was wearing Angels gear. It was very, very safe, lovely atmosphere.
I love going down there.
You know?
I like going to the games.
Honestly. And it's great when the Yankees win, too. Sweep them, I might add. 1-0 victory. First 1-0 Yankee win in Anaheim against the Angels since 1970. That's what Coop told me on the way home.
He would know.
That's when I also found out I was reporting for jury duty. Hey, it's called Full Circle. It's a Friday. It's time for What's More Likely. Hit it.
What?
What's it's more likely.
Never say never, but never.
Christopher,
what's up, everybody?
Yours.
Everybody good?
We're great.
I feel really good about these what's more likelies today.
Awesome.
I think you're going to be really into them.
Okay.
All right. Yesterday, guys, if you remember, we had a couple callers play the win-loss game, and it feels like they were high on the TJ Plus. Okay. We had a couple of 12-win predictions that I had to shake my head at. So the more likely caller prediction of 12 wins that comes true, the guy for the Jets or the guy for the Saints?
Is that what happened yesterday?
Yeah. We had a 12-win Jets, and I promised to eat a bunch of stuff if that happens.
Yes. Which I stopped him halfway and through then, and said, we're talking about the New York
and
Jets,
I
right?
kept doubling down. Okay. I added so much. And then a 12-win Saints.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're saying one of these teams is going to win 12,
one of these teams is going to win, you have to pick.
And I know this will be accused of me being a homer, but I'll take the Jets.
Okay.
They're not starting a rookie. And they're not starting a second-year player. If that's what Spencer Rattler is going to get the gig there. Okay. Come on.
Rich, you should actually really want that to happen besides your fandom. Because these are the things that Chris has said he will do.
Please, TJ.
If the Jets win 12 games. Uh-huh. He will eat Del Tufo shorts off of his body.
Yep.
Much like the peanut butter and jelly hat. Mm-hmm. He will go back to wearing clown makeup.
Yep.
And he will allow your dogs to sleep in his bed.
Correct.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard your take on that front, Chris. That was a non-starter from the host chair.
Oh, yeah. Well, shout out to all the callers who backed me up.
Okay.
So that was nice.
Although, because Cooper reads the comments, YouTube comments didn't go well for you. But it's okay.
It's fine. No. Sorry.
In all seriousness, the Jets have Justin Fields hooked up with his old college teammate and Breece Hall and an offensive line that's all hooked up. You know, they've got Jason Taylor's kid at the tight end position, mm-hmm. who could be a steal in the second round.
Yeah.
Defensively, they've got all those star players, and Aaron Glenn, all he's got to do is change the culture and sell something that players easily buy. And they are a more talented roster than the New Orleans Saints. Pardon, with all due respect, they're a more talented roster than the New Orleans Saints. So I'll choose the Jets here. What else, Chris?
Last year was an outstanding rookie quarterback class. Two really stood out. Second-year quarterback more likely to be even better in 2025. Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels.
We have a Bo Nix soundbite, do we not? Do we not have a... because we didn't get to it earlier, we might as well pop it in here just to have him back up how he was asked.
He was awesome last year.
Well, he was asked about how to handle higher expectations is what he had to say.
It's a loaded question because each year you start over. Like I said, nobody really knows what anybody has. That's why you go out there and play the season. If we were all what people said we were going to be, we wouldn't play the season. We would just finish with the final standings of what they said we were going to be. So that's why you play the game. That's why you go out there and go through a full season. And, you know, we're going to learn a lot from this time to the season. We're going to learn a lot once we get into the season and go. But, I've got a buddy on the team we talk about all the time is, you know, we tell each other you're still a nobody. You haven't done anything yet. And so we got a lot to prove and we got a lot to go out there and do. It's people like that that keep you in check. It's guys like, you know, teammates that, you know, got your back and continue to motivate you. And because, you know, he's right. I haven't done anything up until this point and I got a lot to prove, a lot to show. So, every day it's working. Every day it's finding a way to get better because you don't want to get to, year two or go down the road and, you know, all of a sudden you got stuck and didn't get any better. So that's my focus right now is just not even worried about what people are saying. Just internally, you know I got a long way to go.
Great answer, because that is the way you should handle higher expectations. From a humble standpoint, man, he's so lucky that he got drafted by somebody like Sean Payton, who is not going to suffer any fools. He's going to be in his grill. He's going to also coach the hell out of him, and he's going to have an offensive system tailor-made for him, coordinated by the head coach, and a defense that is dynamite. God, did he get drafted into a great spot in the NFL.
Sixth in TDs last year.
That said, I'm choosing Jaden Daniels.
To be even better.
Why the hell not, man? Why the hell not?
Yeah, I think they're both really
just
good.
Just unbelievable last season, and there's not going to be any sophomore slump with this guy.
They're both going to ball.
I think they are. I understand. But I'll just choose the offensive rookie of the year, who also got an all-world tackle in front of him. And I know when you look at things through a football, fantasy football lens, it's kind of stupid, but you take a look at the Denver roster, they're a team of guys that you don't know which one is going to be the receiver of the moment. It could be Mims. And I understand Cortland Sutton's a guy and Vele's a guy and Debo just got added. And that, you know, I'll choose Jaden Daniels. Because the sky's the limit for him.
And he won me over when we had him on the Super Bowl show.
Yes.
Yeah. Haven't met Bo Nix yet, but what a great kid.
What else you got over there?
A lot of talk about these two guys when they're going to hang it up. Aging all-time great, more likely to play at least two more seasons. Two? LeBron James, Travis Kelce.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. Great one.
Oh.
I don't know.
Mahomes saying that, you know, Kelce doesn't look like next year's the last ride, so.
Not, man. God bless this guy. Ah. I'll go Kelce.
That picture of LeBron is insane.
Dude, I'll just go Kelce.
Okay.
Because right now, if LeBron is just opting in and he's not going to get a second year in his contract, then you know he's thinking about it. Plus, what is being in your mid-30s as a tight end similar to being in your early 40s as a basketball player? Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
By the way, Travis Kelce has got some extra wind at his back now because Taylor Swift now owns all her music again. If you saw
I heard that. I don't know what that has to do with Kelce.
Well, it has to do everything with Kelce. So I'm sure Travis is rooting her on.
Justin Fields says he has a chance to be great with the Jets. Interesting. Quarterback more likely to be great with their new team, Justin Fields or yesterday's guest, Sam Darnold?
I'll go with Sam Darnold because we saw it last year. We're still waiting to see it with Justin Fields. Still waiting to see it. Got to see it. Want to see it. Darnold last year, we saw it, didn't we? I understand he took a lot of sacks. I understand this, that, the other thing, but it's great. 100% Fields has the ability. It's Darnold's world, that's for sure. So there you have it.
All right, let's switch sports. Here we go. How about this one? More likely the Knicks force a game 7 or the Yankees take 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers this weekend?
More likely, Knicks force game 7, Yankees win series of Dodgers this weekend. I will take Yankees win the series of the Dodgers this weekend. It's a tall order going into Indianapolis and winning game 6.
That's true.
You know, but I can't wait to see when Monday comes. I will be holding a broom in my hand, getting ready for a game 7 victory by the Knicks.
Okay. Believe it
on Mondays, Rich Eisen.
I don't think so.
Yeah. So I got that going for us, which right. is nice.
Speaking of Anaheim, Mike Trout returns from the injured list tonight. That's exciting. There are 107 games left in the Major League Baseball regular season. More likely to be the higher number. Trout games played the rest of the year or a year we think TJ was born in.
So we think TJ, he says I'm older. I was born in 69. So
well, you're
how many games
older.
Are left I mean, in the Angels season?
107.
So
why are we even in question?
Trout returns tonight. TJ was born in 1971.
No.
I think
TJ was born in 1973.
Somewhere around there, I know. Think. Maybe 75.
TJ was born in 1968.
That is definitely not true.
He's getting older by the second.
TJ was that born. I've maintained like this being born in 1954 is pretty amazing.
TJ was born in 1975.
Something like that. Yeah, I think somewhere. I think. Look, if you want to take a 68 to 75 range,
really,
I'm
68.
Well, by the way, it's like rangefinder.
Come on.
Yeah.
Just kind of like.
I just hit the button. Rangefinder.
68 to 75 is a good range.
Rangefinder.
Yeah.
I mean, I realize I look young, but 68.
I mean,
that would be. I don't even know how old that is.
It's 56.
Be don't see, TJ, right?
Yeah.
There's an expression for that.
I will take. I will take Mike Trout games.
Okay.
I'm rooting for him.
All right. Yeah. As am I.
I'm rooting for him. Why? Because he's on your fantasy
big
team?
To my fantasy
okay,
lineup.
There you go.
It is always a reason for every nice thing he's doing.
Yeah. All right. More likely MVP to hit a historic mark.
68?
Does Judge go 390 plus this year? George Brett the last to do that. Or Ohtani gets 63-plus dingers.
It's more likely Ohtani hits 63 home runs. I mean, the guy's got 20 right now coming into tonight, right? He didn't hit another one since...
He did not hit one on the off day yesterday.
On the off day?
Okay. Are we sure about that? Because I didn't check.
Dude, it's crazy. Judge can go hitting 390 and change right now. He can go 1-for-3 tonight, and he'd be...
Average drops.
Right.
Yeah.
So the math doesn't really...
Mathing.
Yeah. For him.
It's amazing. He's been this high this long into the year.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So the bottom line is he gets a couple hits tonight, and he will enter June, most likely, hitting 390 or above.
Crazy.
But I'll take Ohtani on that front.
Yeah, so. One more. I did not know this.
What? One more. Okay. Rich, you weren't here yesterday.
He wasn't.
I'm aware of that.
Oh, big boy. Debate. Is it more likely your house gets a third dog or you beat your 2004 score American Century?
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. I know what I think.
It is more like right now. I was hitting balls the other day. It's more likely there's a third dog.
Oh, no, man.
You did not say that with a lot of joy.
I'm.
Can't you just put your foot down, bro?
I don't.
No.
Maybe I don't mind a third dog.
Oh, okay. Well, your reaction every time it gets brought up, you've told her before we're not getting another dog, so you make it seem like you don't.
But I can't sit here and say we're not getting a third dog.
You could. You're the man of the house. You could say that.
Well,
it's a big boy, the third one.
That third dog is gigantic.
Well, he was just coming to the house to hang.
She wants to make it a permanent situation.
You can't steal the neighbor's dog.
It's not her dog.
Yeah,
it's not
her dog. Yesterday she would have seemed like we had to, kidnap the dog.
She said she didn't want to give him back.
I know. Yeah. When Stephanie returned for Brady, named after Tom, because we both, Stephanie and I, went to the greatest institution of higher learning.
Western?
No. Susie, as Brady was leaving, acted like she was Sophie. And I'm like, Brady can come back.
She had to make a choice. Didn't you say you used to see Brady walking?
Good
stuff. That's how you met Brady, Rich?
Let's take a break, everybody. Scott Porter is going to join us. He's going to come out of our green room and have a chit-chat with us about Ginny and Georgia. That's next. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to Bundle Deal Days at AutoZone.
Well, I do need a bundle of things.
When you bundle, you save.
Do I save if I bundle oil with an oil filter?
Save up to $12 on that bundle.
What about brake pads and rotors?
Bundle those and the brake pads are free.
Can't save more than free.
You can save on hundreds of deals during Bundle Deal Days. Ends June 2nd at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply. Duralast brake pads only.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, or brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintained skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit Ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, sitting here on the Roku channel. Our radio audience will rejoin us. Season 3 of Ginny and Georgia will be available for streaming next week on Thursday, June 5th, exclusively on Netflix, which means you can see it right here on the Roku portal. 10 one-hour episodes will drop at once, starring in part our friend back on the Rich Eisen Show, Scott Porter. Good to see you, sir. Yeah.
Thanks for having me back,
Thanks
man.
For coming back. You are the mayor now. You are the mayor.
Yes, sir. Leveling up in small towns across the country. Went from football player to lawyer and now mayor.
There you go.
You know?
Fantastic.
It's a career trajectory of like Steve Largent.
The last such extension is I think Benson once went from butler to governor, if I'm not mistaken, back in the day. Again, Ginny and Georgia is available for streaming. That starts next week. 10 one-hour episodes of season 3 dropping all at once on Netflix, available right here on Roku as well. Our radio audience has just returned, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, again, we just saw a clip on the television-only segment of Ginny and Georgia Season 3 dropping on Netflix next Thursday, June 5th, which means you could see it right here on Roku. Scott Porter back here on the program. I guess you come here once every decade. Here on the show.
Yeah, it's been quite some time.
Dude, man. Yeah, last time you were
we used to hang out at the, you know, they used to do these flag football pro-ams all the time.
Yes, sir.
Like in conjunction with Super Bowl or like playoff time or whatever. Yes. So we'd see each other every single year. They've stopped that.
I think Madden used to be behind all that. The video game used to be behind those flag football
games. Yeah, Madden did it, and then DirecTV ran something called the Beach Bowl for a while.
That one.
I think it was you and Moose, actually, that were like doing one of the Beach Bowls, and I caught a diving catch right over Marshall Faulk. Or LaDainian. It was one of the two of them, and it was called the greatest catch ever in the Beach Bowl. I've actually got the clip still on my phone.
Do you know?
Yes. Are you serious? Oh, I still do. Yeah, I'll send it to you sometime.
Who threw it? Do you remember?
Russillo was trying to cover me. I gave him a little head bob out and up. Oh, Warren Moon was my quarterback. Oh, throws this ball, and it was LT. It was LaDainian Tomlinson. I beat him at safety and leave my feet diving.
Scott Porter.
But I was, you know, I played football in high school. I still got the hands. Still got some speed.
Let me tell you something, brother. Those were wild affairs. Those were the ones that I used to call were for the Madden video game. There was one up in Malibu that Michael Irvin blew his Achilles out in.
Oh, whoa!
But nothing. The top of the top was Jerry Rice being on defense, and Maria Menounos beat him for a major catch to help win the game.
Yeah,
and I've never seen Jerry Rice more upset.
Dude, I played with the best of the best on an aircraft carrier in San Diego.
Oh, I was there too for that one.
Barry Sanders.
That was amazing.
Dan Marino, Troy Aikman. I caught a touchdown from Marino that day.
Dude.
We had John Randall. I mean, it was like top of the line every single position. Rice, Owens. It was just everybody. It was crazy. I've got a ball signed from everybody from that particular game. That was like the top of it. That was like Madden 25 or something like that. And then it was over.
And then they stopped. Yeah, they did stop doing that, which is kind of a bummer.
Let's do it again. Okay.
We can get that thing started. For sure. I mean, if I recall correctly, you're a fan of the Broncos, right? Or what are you a fan of?
Yeah, I'm originally from Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay.
We don't have any pro teams. Grew up watching the Huskers, of course, spoken for. Elway in the 80s, watching him, even though he was losing a lot of heartbreak in the 80s.
Yes, he
three
was.
Super Bowls. But I just love the way he sacrificed everything for to win. And when he retired, I mean, he led the NFL in wins when he retired.
So you were a Bronco fan because of it?
Bronco fan because of that. And But basketball allegiances, I'm a Hoya fan because I'd watch, after Saturday morning cartoons, watch the Big East because that's what would come on. Mm-hmm. Became the Hoya Destroya fan. I was a Ewing fan. And when he got drafted by the Knicks, became a Knicks fan. So, you know, back in the 80s, a lot of heartbreak. In the 90s, a lot of winning.
Right.
And then more heartbreak.
More heartbreak,
and,
yes.
But this year, things are looking up for all the teams. Okay. So I'm very happy.
So you're a Nebraska Cornhusker fan.
Yes, Nebraska Cornhusker.
Okay, and they've got like a mini Mahomes now, it looks like.
Yeah, Dylan Raiola can't stop, won't stop acting like Mahomes for some reason.
That's great.
He's got the glasses. He's got the hair.
He's got the body.
He does the same warm-ups. I'm like, what is going on? But I don't fault the kid. I mean, we got to remember, he was in high school 2 years ago with probably a poster Mahomes up on his wall. I mean,
sure.
He's 1 year removed from like idolizing this guy who's winning multiple Super Bowls in the NFL. I mean, he's only 18, 19 years old. Like, cut the kid some slack.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And he's pretty damn good, though.
Oh,
I mean, you guys are on the up, that's for sure.
Yeah, what I love about it is Matt Rhule came to town. Yeah. He didn't have to work. He was still getting paid by the Carolina Panthers.
Yes.
And he still took the job, which tells me that he wants to coach.
Yes.
And he thinks he can win. Because if you're Matt Rhule in that position, you don't go somewhere where you don't think it's you're capable of doing it. And then we got Raiola this year, a top 20 class.
Right.
Rivals in 247 both say the same, though. So I'm good with that.
That's you. All right.
Yeah, man.
Listen, when you play Ohio State, I root for you.
Hey, we almost beat them last year. It's like a lot of close calls, but I hope that this team coming up this year in close games knows that they can win them now.
Well, then, do you root for Michigan when they play Ohio State?
I can't root for either of those teams.
Good answer. Good answer, Scott.
I want to see good football, but I don't care who loses or wins.
See, now, it's a good thing that my love for you and my hatred for Ohio State, I'll look past that.
I love it.
I'll still root for Nebraska when they take on Ohio State. So you're a Bronco fan still to this day? Or
yes, sir.
Okay. So Bo Nix is a guy that excites you, I imagine, in the way that they played last year and coming into this season?
Sure. 100%. Look, I'm a Broncos fan who was scarred by reaching for quarterbacks. I mean, yes. Brock Osweiler, Paxton Lynch, Tim Tebow. I've seen it time and time again.
Yes.
So I was a little nervous with Nix. I mean, he's, that's a full grown man. He played 8 years of college football, So I was like, man, what are we really getting? But what I love about what Sean Payton is doing is, and you could see it in the draft this year as well, with Pat Bryant, team captain at Illinois, with Harvey, team captain at UCF, right? Mm-hmm. Every single one of our first three picks, team captains. Yes. Later in the draft, and the undrafted free agents, four more team captains. Payton wants guys who know how to play the game, are leaders, are dependable. He's building everything that he wants that he used to have as far as his system in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Big-bodied receivers, stretch the field with the tight end. We signed Evan Engram in the offseason. And then a defense that can come downhill and dare you to make mistakes, knowing that the offense is going to control that ball for a while. So I like what's happening. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but last year was just a changing of the guard in so many different ways. Loved watching Jaden Daniels in Washington. Loved watching all those young quarterbacks have success. So can't wait to see what's coming in the NFL.
Yeah, man. I mean, if you're rooting for the mini Mahomes in college, the real one is kind of standing in your way, professional football rooting wise, I'd imagine.
Yeah, can't root for him at all. And just can't wait to see the Broncos on the top of the AFC West this year.
That would be quite the surprise, that's for sure. So you're living and dying with the current New York Knicks, I imagine.
Yes.
For sure, right?
Man, okay. Grit, resilience. I like this team. Look, Indy's deeper.
Right.
Their point guard's a little rangier than ours, but Brunson is so full of heart. And I think Thibodeau is making the right decisions defensively for the team when he's bringing Deuce in, seeing Landry Shamet come in and give us some good minutes for the Knicks, just one game at a time. I love the way the Knicks are approaching these three games that they hope to win back to back to back. But it's been a heck of an offseason. The NBA is back, man. Big way. This offseason has been incredible.
Okay. Fantastic.
I mean, this postseason, sorry.
Well, no. The whole season has been great up to this moment. So Ewing's
still going to be crazy, too.
And Ewing's the one who got you into the Knicks because you were a Georgetown fan.
Yep. Watched him in the Big East. It was so cool. Saturday morning cartoons would end, hip-hop music comes on and starter jackets start rolling out on the sidelines. And I'm watching Big East basketball from Nebraska going, what is this? What am I seeing? I've never seen anything like
Amazing.
This. And it got me really into it.
Yeah, the Hoya Destroyer.
Hoya Paranoia.
All of them. UConn. Ray Allen was there during that time.
St. John's.
Oh, no, this was before Ray Allen. This was the Ewing era.
Oh, this was the Ewing era.
No, I'm talking about even afterward.
Chris Mullin and St. John's.
St. John's.
No, I watched, listen, once I was a Hoya fan, man, I was treated to center after center. We had Mutombo and then Mourning and even Big O, Othello Harrington. And then we got AI in the late 90s. I mean, it was was just, it was for, it's been rough though.
Yeah. I'm not,
since Otto Porter
right
left,
here,
you know, it's been about a decade of roughness. Otto Hopefully Porter. We can get the Hoyas back on top, but everything else is looking good for me.
Well, I know he's talking your language, TJ, not just as he likes the Georgetown Hoyas.
You should be best friends, I think.
For sure. Well,
did we just become best friends?
We
just became best friends.
This is like stepbrothers right here, for sure. Let's go to Catalina and have a wine mixer. and we could bring the meme of TJ Jefferson's favorite teams. It's like we should create one for you.
Right?
Because TJ roots for so many teams. There it is right there. We created
it. I love this.
There it is. I mean, this could be you, right? Like, you know, Denver and Nebraska and the Knicks. And who else do we have? Who else are you rooting for?
The KC Royals.
KC Royals.
Yeah, we had the AAA Storm Chasers in Omaha.
Okay, we got the Storm Chasers. We got them.
Yeah.
Okay,
the New York Rangers.
The New York Rangers.
We took a step back this year.
Now, is that because the Knicks, it just cascaded over?
Yes, it did. It did. And the Rangers are, when you're in Nebraska, television dictates, like back in the 80s, people don't understand.
Yes.
Especially the youth of today. You could watch one game, like that was it. There was one game on TV, and whoever's on that channel eventually you're going to start. But one thing I knew was I hated all Chicago teams because of WGN, and they were on every week, every game. The Cubbies were on, and the Bulls are on, and everything. The Blackhawks are always on.
Yeah.
And I was like, I hate all these teams. Who is their rival? You know, Knicks, all right, well, Rangers. Yeah, I'll go Rangers. I wanted to root against all the
makes
Chicago
sense,
teams.
By the way, I like that for sure, being a Knicks and a Ranger fan myself. Marshall Faulk grew up in New Orleans. He's a Braves fan because TBS, that's all he saw.
100%.
That he would pop it on. He didn't have the adverse reaction like you had, you know, watching Chicago.
Right.
But he just saw the Braves and he's like, okay. And it's just interesting because normally folks in New Orleans hate Atlanta.
Well, how could you root against that pitching and chipper that stuff going on?
I guess so, for sure. I guess we could also put a Dillon Panthers banner up there as well. How much do you still get Friday Night Lights stuff to you, Scott?
You know, streaming has been a real blessing as far as a show like Friday Night Lights. We were canceled twice. Like, we literally didn't have the ratings.
Each time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So was I. Like, right, yes. Thank you for being there with us. But the fans sent light bulbs to General Electric, who was, you know, the overseeing parent company of NBC at the time.
Right.
And they're the ones that decided to, you know, cancel us. So they fans sent light bulbs with a campaign called Keep the Lights On. And we came back and they canceled us again. We came back because of DirecTV. But over time, streaming has allowed the next generation and the generation after that to pick up the show. Mm-hmm. And there's something just very timeless about this small town, you know, them fighting to break the cycle of, you know, the failures of the older generation being, you know, foisted upon the shoulders of the younger generation through a sport like football. And it's just everybody, it resonates with younger folks, with older folks. It really is the widest ranging audience for a show I've ever been on. And it's just really, really cool. And the thing that I really love about it is there's pretty much a fan of Friday Night Lights in any front office and any major sports team anywhere. Oh, yeah. And I've been able to parlay that into quite a few free tickets. So it's the one thing that that this acting career has given me is tickets to sporting events.
Oh, no.
Like, I mean, I've seen some fantastic. I was in Toronto filming Ginny in Georgia.
Nice.
And
season 3 coming out next Thursday.
Okay. June 5th. Everybody tune
on
in,
Netflix.
Please.
Yes.
My character is from Boston and I have to wear Red Sox gear and I have to wear New England Revolution, which I wanted to give the MLS a shout out. So I was like, give me a Revolution shirt, please. At least get me out of this Red Sox gear.
Nice.
But anybody from Boston, anybody Massachusetts, that's where the
right
show
there.
Set. So tune in if you're from Mass. I was in Toronto. And I called Maple Leafs for puck drop Saturday night season opener against the Canadiens. And we were like laughed off the phone. They were like, you're trying to get tickets to that. That's the toughest ticket in all of Canada.
Yes.
That's like, and then somebody called back and was like, wait, they said Jason Street wanted a ticket. So we're gonna get you there. So Six got to go puck drop sitting right behind Domi. I was sitting right behind Ty Domi. I'm like, this is insane, you know? But this kind of thing has been so cool, man. I when I'm up there, I go see the Bills play a lot. I've seen two duels between Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen when those tickets are not easy to get, but it's just Friday Night Lights has done that. So that's the coolest thing, man. I met Peyton Manning. He was a fan of the show. Met Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, Brandon Marshall. Like, all these NFL guys are fans of the show. So I just feel so fortunate, and it really has continued to pay dividends being a part of that show.
So clear eyes, full heart. You can't lose, baby. You can't lose.
Yeah.
You're getting tickets. But I think, again, one of the reasons why it does resonate, as you point out, small town America still exists. Yeah. Football in small town America, still huge. The relationships in that show, coach, wife, coach, daughter, quarterback and backup quarterback, running backs, also the relationships between, you know, teenage boys, teenage girls, and growing up. And learning about yourself and real life problems, real life stories, and the way it was handled, the way it was shot, the way it was written, the way it was acted. I would be crying half the time watching that show.
Scott. My take on why Friday Night Lights, I think, is still successful right now. And, you know, it's different from a lot of shows nowadays. This country's so divided on so many different issues that shows stop trusting their audience to make the decision on their own for what they feel is right or wrong in any particular situation. And Friday Night Lights very much trusted their audience to take in the story and make their own decisions. You know, we didn't forcefully, willfully, you know, kind of force decisions that we think are the only right decision to make from the show down anybody's throat. Like, the characters are very real on that show in the case that everybody messes up. Everybody makes mistakes. And then it's their correction over time, or their growth over time, or their inability to do so are on full display in a very natural, very normal way. And I wish that more shows nowadays actually trusted their audience a little bit more instead of telling them how to feel about something, allowing them to actually form those feelings on their own. I think that's something that Friday Night Lights did very, very well. You know, and we also had, from the top down, a lot of trust in each other. The cast, a lot of us had never done anything before. It's a lot like Ginny and Georgia in that regard. We have a brilliant young cast on Ginny and Georgia. I'm now in the parent generation.
You're the
OG. It's so weird, like going from the young football player, now I'm the mayor of the town. And then I don't work with the kids a lot. So when I see, I got to watch season three last week, and a little bit early because, you know, we're doing all the press and everything. And I was just blown away. And I call them kids, they're in their 20s, but I mean, really, honestly, like, there are just stellar performances all across the board in Ginny and Georgia. And I feel like Friday Night Lights had the same kind of talent and took chances on young actors the way that, you know, Ginny and Georgia did too.
Like Jesse Plemons, Michael B. Jordan,
Taylor Kitsch.
Right.
You go down the list.
Amy Teagarden.
Zach Guilford, obviously, my boy.
Kyle Chandler is the coach, and, you know, my gosh.
Yeah, and he really was, like, him and Connie Britton,
who is phenomenal in everything she does.
They are terrific. And I came in green as could be. It was my first ever show. And I just learned so much, not just about being on camera, but about life, how to carry yourself in this industry, what it's about.
What do you mean? Like, you got a good story for
me? I think a lot of people just know. Well, the funny thing about Kyle is, you know, he was living the life that I kind of have to live now when I'm on Ginny and Georgia. He was living away from his wife and his two daughters because he was in Austin, Texas. They were in Los Angeles.
Right.
And, you know, Kyle would never really go out. And he'd invite us over to his place every now and then, and we'd play like Call of Duty. He had like a projector. We pull the screen down. It's just like staying out of trouble, really focusing, really being professional. That is Kyle to a T, you know, just reading the script again and again, trying to figure out this is what really is meaningful in this scene and where you really lay into that. And I learned a lot just about being a man, about being a good person in the industry. He's really one of the ones that taught me, like, I think a lot of people get into this business and think, oh, it's all about fame. It's all about the next big thing. It's all about, oh, getting to this next level of fame. And that's not what this industry, I mean, in sports is a lot of the same thing. It's a relationship business, you know, treat people well and you shall be treated well. Mm-hmm. The same thing happens in sports too. I mean, when you see players go from playing for a team, coming back to that same organization as a coach later, continuing on, you know, those are relationships that were built and friendships that were forged and trust that was earned over time. And that's from how people treat each other, you know? So he taught me a lot of that. So did Connie. And just watching the two of them on camera, actually, I stole everything I could because I had no other way to learn.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Season 3 of Ginny and Georgia available for streaming next week, Thursday, June 5th, the night that the Knicks will take on the Pacers, right? In the NBA Finals as well. Exclusively on Netflix, which means you could see it here on Roku. Let's do this more often than every decade. Okay, brother?
Dude, come back anytime.
I love it.
Mixing it up about sports. I love seeing you guys. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Scott, your DirecTV Beach Bowl catch, it's on YouTube. Just
hey,
like,
oh, yeah, right. Everybody check it out.
Yeah. Y'all got to see it.
It's
yeah.
on YouTube and Scott's phone.
All right, y'all.
Hey there, travelers. Kaylee Cuoco here. Sorry to interrupt your music, great artist, BT Dubs, but wouldn't you rather be there to hear it live? With Priceline, you can get out of your dreams and into your dream concert. They've got millions of travel deals to get you to that festival, gig, rave, soundbath, or sonic experience you've been dreaming of. Download the Priceline app today, and you can save up to 60% off hotels and up to 50% off flights. So don't just dream about that trip. Book it with Priceline.
Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. From streaming to shopping, Prime helps you get more out of your passions. So whether you're a fan of true crime or prefer a nail-biting novel from time to time, with services like Prime Video, Amazon Music, and fast free delivery, Prime makes it easy to get more out of whatever you're into or getting into. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to learn more.
All right, celebrity softball completed on Friday night at the K. We're now in day two of the Big Slick, all about the bowling. We're here at Pinstripes Bowling Alley as well as Bocce. There's a ton of kids from Children's Mercy Hospital here to have some fun, so let's have some fun.
Rich, as you step up to the plate, high pressure situation, how are you feeling?
Well, you know what, I'm just gonna take it one roll at a time and hope for the best. I've been
excellent
preparing my whole life for this moment.
Smooth roll. Like a professional, absolutely nails it.
Rich, that was against me.
Thank you.
Born to Bocce. Oh!
Dagan.
Yeah, and how old are you?
7 years old.
And you crushed it, didn't you? Attaboy, you can Bocce them at the best of them. When I think of bowling, I think of Martin Starr. What do you say about that?
Oh, bummer. You probably have a bad memory.
Well, what is your game like?
I got a 61 for my first game, not to brag.
That's right. 10 frames?
I think I bowled 20 frames.
Okay. All right, I'm here with Sarah Tiana's plus one.
Yes, yes.
How are you having a good time?
I'm having a great time. I'm the number one cheerleader, I think, so I'm doing a great job supporting the team. I'm wearing the pink. I'm doing my best to like.
Tough gig, man.
I'm trying to be one of the women today, so it's tough. It's tough.
I'm with Jason Sudeikis right now in a bowling alley, words I've never said before.
No, not yet.
So what's your bowling game look like, Jason?
I have bowled everything from a 70 to over 200 in the 4 years we've been doing a bowling.
That's quite a range.
I know, which means I know nothing.
How's your bowling game? Because I saw you got a one in the first frame.
Don't use that one.
And then what I get in the next one?
Well, you got a strike, so you bounce back.
But I bounce back. I found the right ball. First time I rolled, bad ball, bad ball.
Yeah, because a great craftsman always blames his tools.
Correct. All right, I got to find my better ball.
Watch this.
Fun event. BigSlickKC.org is a way you can donate right now for our friends in Kansas City. Good times, everybody. They don't do the bowling anymore either.
They don't, yeah.
Big Slick, it used to be around a poker tournament.
Right.
Because Big Slick is a nickname of having Ace King suited.
Right.
I think it's spades, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's how that whole came about?
It was a poker tournament.
And yep. Then it was a wiffle ball game before it became a softball game, right?
Wiffle ball. They had like a small mini wiffle ball field in left field of the Big K there.
That was so much fun when we had
we did a show from there back in the day. But at any rate, long story short is that's going down this weekend. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. It was fun with Scott Porter, with Tom Palacero. Fun with Chris Mannix, another fun show and week here on the program where anything can happen.
And usually does.
Yesterday it did. Okay.
Yesterday was the scene, man. we weren't even drinking.
Right? We haven't gotten drunk in a while.
You're Han Solo with the boy this weekend, huh? You going to any of these Yankee Dodger games, Jay? No?
Nope. No plans to?
It's not a real
Del Tufo laying the cables to make sure that it's all working for... I think tonight's game is on FS1. Is that what it is, tonight's game?
Well, how else would it work if he didn't?
If it wasn't for him? I think all three games are national TV.
Tonight's Apple TV Plus.
Apple TV Plus tonight. Okay, which you can see right here on Roku. Tomorrow is on FS1, right? You can see Fox Sports right here on Roku, ESPN.
Tomorrow, as the kids say, Big Fox.
Big Fox.
And Sunday, I got to imagine, is ESPN.
Okay.
Yes.
There you have it.
So you're really confident, huh?
Oh, I am. More so than I was last October.
Unless Freddie Freeman hits a home run in the first inning.
Then I leave, because that's what happens.
Going home.
If Freddie Freeman homers with Cooper and yours truly in the building.
Going home.
Out.
Dad, we just got here.
I'm gonna
grab your Dodger dog and let's go.
I am betting Freeman home run all weekend.
Say goodnight to the bad guy.
You take it easy, okay?
Where did that one come from?
I just happened to scroll past
that. Scarface.
Wow.
I saw that a second ago. I was like, oh.
I had no idea we had that drop.
I've never heard that drop.
There was a point when you were going on about being the bad guy. I think it was something with Michigan for a while.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
All right.
Take it easy, okay?
Good night to the bad guy.
Yeah. That'll wrap it up. Say goodnight to me, I guess.
I guess.
Oh, look at my boy.
Hey.
We're gonna be there tonight. Same stuff, I bet.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional grade products and next day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.